Even a good thing can become too much if it gets out of control. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So I am here at Lake Brewer. Lake Brewer is a kind of a multi-purpose lake here in Conway County. It's just right at the road from where we live. And this is the water source for Conway County and also a big chunk of Conway, Arkansas. But this is where we get our water from. But it's also a big fishing lake. It's not a recreational lake, so like you won't see ski boats and stuff out here, but it's not a swimming lake, but it is a fishing lake. So there's quite a few fishing boats out here right now. There's a little fishing pier down there. You can fish from the dock, things like that. But it's a pretty popular spot. And there's other places around the lake also to go and put in and fish, but everybody likes Lake Brewer. During the summer, I mean, if you're an avid fisher, people fish all times of the year. But during the summer, the water is a popular thing. I mean, you go out on the boat and party bars, things like that. We've got friends that have boats, and we go out with them during the summer. The water is a fun thing to be out on during the summer. Water is life. We have done a lot of mission trips out to the Navajo Indian Reservation. You see that painted on the side of buildings everywhere. Water is life. We got to have water. Water is a good thing. But too much water, where it's not supposed to be, can be bad. And we recently in our house were reminded of that. And I'm seeing a shaking head at the moment because she didn't know I was going to include this story in today's Tailgate Talk. But my wife was using some water. You know, you use it to wash clothes and dishes and stuff like that. She was using a little water to soak some clothes that I had undoubtedly probably stained with farm stuff, grease, and, you know, other things from the farm. So it's probably my fault ultimately at the end of the day. But she had turned the hot water on in the mud sink and gotten busy doing some other stuff because, I mean, when you do everything, sometimes you get distracted, right? And she left. And so I was in the house and I heard water running a little bit later and I thought, that sounds like the washer. Maybe it's not the washer. After a little while it kept running. I said, it's definitely not the washer. I went in there and it was the water running out of the sink into the laundry room, which had turned into a pond. So anyway, we got to have some tile repaired, whatever, it happens. But that water, which was a good thing, turned into not such a good thing when it took over the room, right? Just like hobbies, just like good things in our life, that can be a good thing, a healthy thing, a happy thing. Kind of interesting that I'm by some fishing boats as I'm saying this, but a good thing, happy thing, healthy thing, that if it takes over our life, if it floods our life, becomes unhealthy. As a matter of fact, Paul would word it like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. He would say that all things are permissible for me, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. And then he would close that verse by saying, I will not be mastered by anything. In other words, I don't want anything to have control over me. I don't want anything to be driving my life other than my relationship with Jesus. That's a good word today. So, what about you? Is there anything in your life that drives you or motivates you besides your relationship with Jesus? If there is, maybe it's time to pump the brakes on that, pull away from it a little bit to make sure that the Lord of your life is the only one that deserves to be the Lord of your life, if you know what I mean. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate today. I'm gonna get out of here and give these parking places to some guys who probably need them a little bit more with their boat trailers. So, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a great week, and I'm gonna see you next time we drop the tailgate and get together wherever that may be. So until then, have a great week. I love you, and I'll see you next time on a tailgate.